Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, supervillains of all ages, I am the Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat himself, Damien Fatale, and I am here to bring you the news. So welcome to the Villains Lounge, people. First thing on the news, we have Muhammad Ali. He will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2024. So congratulations on that one. CM Punk will be at the March 25th Raw in Chicago. So that's interesting. That's very interesting. That's getting close to Mania. So heard a rumor he's going to be at the Raw before Mania. Well, I guess we'll see. And then next on the news, it has been released that the four corporate officers that were mentioned and the Vince McMahon lawsuit have been identified. It seems that corporate officer number one was Nick Khan. Number two was Brad Bloom. Number three was Stephanie McMahon. And number four was Brian Nurse. So those were the four people that were talked about, not by name, and the Vince McMahon lawsuit. So a lot more is coming out. And very interesting. And then, I guess this is more gossip than anything, but TMZ reported that AEW wrestler, and I guess she's more of a manager, Miro and CJ Perry have split, 7-year marriage? Maybe they're trying to work it out, maybe not, who knows? But yeah, so I guess now I'm going to get into my reviews, and I'm going to review the show that I didn't really watch first. So we're going to go with AEW Collision that happened on Saturday. You had Bryan Danielson versus Shane Taylor. Danielson gets the W in that one. I think there was a squash match dealing with the Elite or something. Mariah May versus Trisha Dora. I did watch that. I gave that 2.5 axe handles. It was really good. Mariah May actually gets the W on that one. Nick Wayne had a squash match for some reason. I'm not sure who he was squashing, but I didn't see it. I hope it was someone way smaller. If not, Jericho beat Titan. Mystico beat Angelico. And the House of Black beat Mark Briscoe, Jay Lethal, and Jeff Jarrett. So that was Collision. You're lucky I watched one match. So now I'm going to review TNA's Sacrifice. Well, not review, but just kind of give you the bullet points and what I thought about the matches. So they open it. I'm not going to do the pre-show for the PLE. But TNA Sacrifice, it was Nick Nemeth and Steve McLean. Did I say that right? Macklin. Ooh, I messed his last name up. And I was just going to say I wasn't going to do that. Steve Macklin. Wow, I totally fucked that up. Nemeth gets the W. TNA Tag Team Championship match. We got new champions. The System, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards beat ABC, Austin Aries, and Chris Bay. First match, I gave 3. This one, I gave 3. PCO, still don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing it. He got the W over Big Cone. Am I saying that right? I gave it 2. Knockouts Tag Team Championships. We got new champions with Jody Threat and Danny Luna, and they beat MK Ultra, who were the former champs. I gave that 2. Alexander Hammerstone and Josh Alexander. Hammerstone came out with the W. I gave that 3.5. So that was good. Mustafa Ali teamed up with the Grizzle Young Vets to beat Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, and Kushida. Also gave that 3. This is actually a really solid, solid PLE. Then we get the Knockouts Championship. And it was Jordynne Grace versus Tasha Steelz versus Xia Brookside. Very good match. Very fun. I gave that 3. And Jordynne Grace retained. Then in the main event, we had Moose versus Eric Young. Eric Young got that number one contender opportunity for this at Sacrifice. And Moose retained. He is still the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. And I gave that one 3. So all in all, it was a solid 3 axe handles for a show. Very entertaining. And I believe that is it. So, you know what? I'm going to get out of here. So thanks for watching. This is the first time I did it live on Twitter. So yeah. And, whatever. I messed up. Peace.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.